Hello, everyone, and welcome to Embodying Your Higher Self, Tools for Living Consciously. My name is Michelle Champaka, and for this podcast episode, I decided to talk about clarity and finding clarity. Lately, I've been encountering many people in my life who are in a state of confusion, have no idea what the future will hold for them, and even having some fear about the future. Because when we're in that place of unknown, it can be quite scary. And so something to consider is, when we don't have clarity, this is an opportunity for us to really go within and connect with our soul, connect with our spirit, connect with our higher self. It's an opportunity to look beyond what is presented to us in our lives, what has been considered our normal way of life, which has now disappeared, our routines, our jobs, living in quarantine, living in isolation for some people, or living together with your whole family and just feeling the intensity of that, and losing that sense of who we are amidst all the confusion. It's no wonder that it's challenging for us to have any clarity right now. And what if you could just be with that, be with not knowing? What could that create for you? It's far greater than if you think you knew exactly what your life was meant to be. I can't even imagine that there are a lot of people who do know what their life is going to be. I guess there are some. I mean, we all have an idea of what our life might be. But to have absolute surety or clarity about it, For me, that's not the case anyway. I can be honest. I can say that each moment I consider, is this the choice I want to make in this moment? Is this what I choose to do? Or is this who I choose to be with? I had a dear friend from the United States say something very moving for me, gave me a lot of pause. She shared with me that she has no desire to chit-chat, no desire to engage in superficial conversation, nor does she have the energy to give to people that she isn't really desiring to be around. And I really get that. I really understand. There have been times I felt that way too. And in that moment that she shared that with me, I perceived in her an absolute clarity, a clarity of what she truly desires and requires, an acknowledgement of how she truly wants to live her life. And for me, that's clarity. That's beautiful, to get into that space of just knowing, not questioning yourself, and accepting whatever is showing up for you, without judgment, without shame, So, this meditation today that I'm going to share with you is about finding your truth, finding clarity in your truth. So just take a moment and take a nice deep breath in through your nose, breathing in. Nice and deep into the belly, holding the breath. Just really connecting in with your breath. You're noticing your body, if you're sitting, if you're lying down. Becoming aware of the room you're in, if you're outside. Becoming aware of your natural environment. And I invite you to move up, move the energy up within you, moving it up from the earth, through your legs, up the torso, up and out of your head, and connecting with your higher self, the wise mind, that part of you that actually does know, has clarity. Just sometimes we get disconnected from that part of us. So I'm just inviting you to reconnect or remember that your higher self is always there, ready to meet you wherever you're at. And as you connect in with your higher self, bring to mind whatever it is that you're seeking clarity about in your life. Just bring it into your mind. Bring it into your heart space even better. And just with intention, ask your higher self to give you greater clarity about this situation in your life or about whatever you're feeling, experiencing. Shine your light so that I might see clearly and have a deeper understanding, greater clarity about this situation in my life. Take another deep breath in, filling up the lungs, filling up the belly, holding the breath, holding the intention for clarity. I'm just going to bring in some wonderful healing vibrations to assist you and support you gaining clarity. You can even place your hand on your heart, breathing deeply into the heart center. I'd like you to just imagine whatever it is you're seeking clarity about, making a choice. Think about one choice, one possibility, and ask yourself, ask your higher self, if I choose this, what will my life be like 6 months from now? Just imagine yourself 6 months from today. Notice what you're feeling, thinking. Notice if there's anything happening in your body. Just become aware as you envision yourself 6 months from now. And if I choose this, what will my life be like 1 year from now? Get the energy of 1 year from now, 2021 of May. Just notice if there's anything changing, what's happening. Is your body feeling heavier or lighter? Is it contracting? Or does it feel like it's expanding? What are your thoughts? What are your emotions? And finally, if I choose this, what will my life be like 3 years from now in 2023? Imagine yourself 3 years from now after making this choice. Notice your thoughts, your emotions. Notice what's happening in your body. Now, if there's another possible choice, an alternative, you can do this exercise imagining that choice. And by the end of doing this, you'll get a very clear idea of whether this choice is right for you. And how do you know that? Well, the body is a barometer of the soul, and so if something is really right for you, you'll feel an expansiveness, a lightness of being, a peace of mind, or maybe even a sense of excitement comes into you. And this would be a yes. And how do we know if it's a no? Well, it's just the opposite, right? Maybe the body starts feeling heavier. Maybe we even feel a constriction in the lungs or in the heart. Sense of, just like a sense of, wow, this just really doesn't feel good. You'll be surprised how much wisdom is available to you when you just connect in with your higher self. You can easily get the answers. You can easily get clarity. So I invite you to practice this clarity tool. Help you in your life, moving forward into something greater. Accessing your highest potential. And just take another deep breath in. Just feeling these wonderful frequencies and energies supporting you. In your life. And if you are feeling maybe this is a little bit too difficult for you to do on your own, that you might need some extra support, just reach out to me. I'd be honored to support you on your journey of healing and transformation. You can go to my website at spiritweaverjourneys.com. I offer a variety of healing services, and I'm also an intuitive coach. And my belief is we all have what we need, but sometimes we just need somebody to unlock the door for us to remember. And I would love to be able to do that with you, for you. Thank you so much. Listening to this podcast, please subscribe. Every week I come out with a new topic, which often includes a healing meditation. Sending you so much love wherever you are. Many blessings.